This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, Griffin here. All these murders are made up. They're not real-life murders. That would be a weird thing for us to do. Take it away, song!
Hey,
hi guys.
Welcome to another episode of Killed to Death.
That's Steve who said that.
And that's Griffin who said that.
We're throwing accusations around like nuts today.
Yeah, we're throwing nuts around today.
It's a lot of fun. We got some food cooking. We got our barbecue going.
Yeah, barbecue's going.
Barbecue in the studio. Fumes are getting to us already.
Yep.
Not a good call.
Barbecue season, baby.
What are you cooking up?
I am cooking up lamb chops.
Nice.
The kids show.
Oh, wow. I have not thought about lamb chop in so many years.
I keep a little note in my back pocket that just says lamb chop.
Remember lamb chop?
No, just lamb chops.
Oh, just lamb
and
chops.
Then I force myself
I think it's
to...
lamb chop. I think
yes.
There was only one.
I'm cooking up lamb chops because there's multiple DVD
DVDs.
Copies.
Yeah.
And I'm just cooking. That's what that,
so that's
heavy black smoke is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the DVD cases burning.
Yeah, we're
a lot of plastic.
This is not healthy for us.
No. No. But it smells delicious, whatever you're cooking
that
up there.
That is rat poison.
Yeah.
And another thing we should not have put on this grill. We're going to be in this room for an hour. We have no ventilation.
That's true.
Nary a fire extinguisher. Did I use nary right?
I think it's canary.
We have a
canary
fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
So if you've got canaries in the room, you kind of just spray it at them. They will leave.
Yeah. Or die. And it also puts out that canary fire right away.
You have anything else over there? What are you seasoning those with?
Well, obviously I've sprinkled
sprinkles on
all kinds of sprinkles on top of them. Yeah, and that's the only way they're bearable. I mean, beyond that, it's just disgusting.
Especially because they are so close to the poison.
Yeah, yeah, and I am suspicious that the poison got on my DVD copy of Wayne Gretzky Greatest Plays of All Time. And that it tarnished it. It was gross. So so I'm cooking up lamb chops this time, a little nostalgia meal for myself, and it's gonna be delicious. It'll be done by the end of the show, I'm sure.
Excellent. Well, let's get to it.
Takes about an hour to cook.
Let's work up
DVDs.
Some hunger. Yeah. The victim, Paul Winslow, found dead in the chairlift at a ski resort. Today's guest, Chad Chadster, instructor at the resort. Chad, welcome.
Yo.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah,
man.
Chad Chadster. That sounds like a joke almost.
No, I'd rather you didn't call me a joke, but
I'm not calling you. It's your name. It's
okay.
Your dumb name. That's
whoa.
What I'm calling.
Dude.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. So I'm cool like you, Chad. I get it, man.
Steve, you and me, I can tell. We're going to be friends.
Yeah, right on. Totally.
Do you like books? Oh, no.
You don't know what you're talking about. What a nerd, right?
Steve, why you still do this show with this guy?
Right. I know. I also like hitting the slopes and the fresh powder.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's your favorite thing about powder?
Books. Duh!
See, dude, let me do this, dude.
Okay, I got it.
Favorite part of powder?
Just
never have cool guys in here.
Just slicing it.
Whoa, hey.
You know, when you just like cut up the slopes, it's a feeling like winter surfing.
Wow, I have never heard
that's
it.
That's the second Captain America, no?
Yeah,
the
Captain America
surfer?
Or Winter Surfer.
Or is that the Fantastic Four movie?
That's Silver Soldier.
Yeah, man. I was the bassist for both of those.
Wow. Yeah. You were the first
bassist
for both?
Yeah, the stories of both of
were
those characters were... Yeah, I was the bassist. For those characters.
Yeah,
I don't know what's so hard to...
the movies.
Yeah,
I get it.
You played bass for the movies.
Steve, why are you still hanging with this guy?
I love books. I couldn't keep this up for very long. Big book head.
Oh,
I'm
we just
sorry.
Sit around all day and we read our books to each other at the same time.
I don't hear a word you say. I'm sure you don't know what I was reading to you.
I barely know what I'm saying.
Oh.
I'm borderline illiterate.
So fun.
I know how to read. So weird don't, like, act like well, I don't.
Okay, well, yeah, but okay. At the end of the day, you're a sloped.
Yes.
A, okay, cool.
Correct
cool.
terminology, bro.
Cool, dudes. So you, how long have you been in a ski instructor? Oh, sorry, what hill is this? I should ask.
Oh, this
yeah, where's
is,
your resort?
Yeah, this is Owl's Peak.
Cool.
Hoot.
What sounds like a hoot?
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. All right, there's all right. actually four Hooters locations dotted around Owl's Peak.
You, the village.
Like, oh, it's so, could, cool. Yeah. It's so cool.
That's you gotta, so cool.
I mean, there's one of them you can only get to if you ski like halfway down Double Black Diamond to
and
get
it's
there.
It's just a Hooters halfway yeah. down the hill.
Yeah, it's a halfway it's like down a the hill through. Hooters. All the ladies there, they're all also expert skiers because
well,
that's how they
be.
Have to get
they
to work.
They have to get to work, yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
there's falling everywhere. They do not know how to ski.
Yeah,
no,
but,
man, they will ski fucking circles around you,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
And it is hard to ski a circle when you're heading downhill the whole
That's
time.
True.
That's true. That's impressive. Because that means they have to go back up the hill
yeah.
in order to complete
yeah.
the circle.
They can do it.
Wow.
So how long have you been working at Owl's Peak?
I've been working at Owl's Peak for 5 years.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
And
it's my life.
How long
what
have
you, do
you
do
been skiing?
Summer?
Sorry.
Oh,
you got
yeah,
a question.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Steve, I'm so sorry.
Let's make
what
up.
What do you do during the summer?
I mean, I supply... I deal weed. I deal weed during the summer is what it is. I'm really...
Supply, I get it.
Yeah. I don't know how else to say it, but yeah.
Cool.
It's just... I mean, I spend the whole winter smoking it, and what I haven't smoked by the end of the winter, I just deal.
Cool, cool. Yeah. How many clients you got?
I don't normally discuss this kind of thing so openly.
Dude, no one listens to this. No,
yeah, don't worry.
I got like a couple dozen clients. You know, just my closest friends.
24 clients.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Cool.
Are you looking to add any more? If there was like a couple of bookheads who maybe wanted to get a little, just I don't know, maybe experience a little more out of life.
Yeah, I just wanted, if we want to also do it, maybe.
Yeah, man, you got money. I don't care.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I don't have any
I
money.
I don't have money, though.
Oh, cool.
Shit.
So
we'll get back to you.
Dealing weed is just to pay the bills. Skiing is
yeah, no. Skiing is my life, and weed is what keeps me alive.
Okay, you have medical issues.
Oh, yeah, I should have mentioned that. Like, riddle this with... is fully legal stuff, and every single one of my clients I consider a patient.
Oh, okay,
you know,
cool.
So,
cool. So you're basically a doctor.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Man, I mean, yeah, doctors go to school.
Dr. For, Chadster.
Yeah, doctor, that's me, man. I mean, you can't legally call me that, but that...
But we will.
All right, yeah, I support it.
All right, doctor. And how long have you been skiing since a youth?
Oh, I was on skis since before I could walk.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very important.
Have you yet learned to walk?
Is
that why you're still wearing these skis right now?
Look, guys, I was hoping we didn't have to... We weren't going to...
Don't worry, no one listens.
No, I can't really walk.
Wow.
Or I was lying before also when I said I could read. I can't really read either.
Shit.
But I'm a really good skier.
And
okay?
And you're good at selling weed.
Well, I only have 24 clients.
Oh, okay. Well,
patience, you're... patience, hey.
Patience, patience.
Patience,
yeah, yeah,
you'll
yeah.
get there.
Oh, well.
So you were on the ski slope on this day.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about it.
Were you the one to actually find Paul in the chairlift?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, Rob, who normally operates the chairlift, he...
Mr. Robbins?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Rob Robbins.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a wicked hangover, and he asked me...
Oh, we know all about that.
Doing
when
that
you,
cool pointy
when lines. You had so many drinks that you're like, I can't even this morning, or something like...
Man,
you
sometimes got... in the morning, I just need a cup of coffee.
Hey, you know, get me some Gatorade, I'm dehydrated.
You guys know how to party.
Yeah,
books.
Ah,
oh,
you blew it, man.
So Rob was there. Wicked hangover.
Rob,
oh, sorry, you,
Rob
oh, you
wasn't
there.
There. Wicked hangover.
Yeah, so you know, I don't normally operate the chairlift. I normally just instruct as the ski instructor.
Right.
But, you know, I had to cover for Rob, and so like the chairlift hadn't been going all night, and the first right. thing you're supposed to do at the start of the day is just do like a chair run through. So you turn them on and make sure the whole cycle of chairs passes through.
You don't gotta cry, man. You don't have to. You don't have to cry. It's okay.
No, man. It's just like I saw a body. It's really traumatic.
So he was sitting upright in the chair, and
yeah, I thought it was like he was just like a guy who hung out there for all the night.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, and I'm maybe, sort of. And he did, was sort yeah. of. Yeah. yeah. And like normally, the worst we get is like owls on the chairs, and you just like that's why we got to do this.
Hooters waitresses,
yeah,
yeah. Actual owls, but yeah, oh, okay. I mean Hooters waitresses, yeah, if they're like
if they're tired
if they can't, because there's some that aren't able to ski the rest of the way down the double black diamond,
yeah,
so they got to take the chairlift, and if they get
that's
stuck
a good
up
way
there.
To like deliver food to people just go over top of them on the chairlift and drop it down.
Yeah they do that sometimes. It's, but that's, you know, not as popular because the whole appeal of Hooters gets covered up under a snowsuit if they have to do that.
They put those chicken wings under a snowsuit?
Yeah, they cook it in a snowsuit is what you're saying.
Anyway, so this guy who I saw, he just sort of like...
Paul. Yeah, Paul.
He was.
Did you know him before? Down. Was he in your classes or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, and that was the thing that freaked me out about it. That, yeah, he had taken a class with me the day before. And so I was worried, like, am I going to be a suspect in this?
I
mean, like...
We can make you one.
Yeah, did you want to be a suspect in this?
I'm technically... I've had some trouble with the law is what I'm trying to say. Okay. And, if I'm found, to have been a suspect in a murder, then that's just going to complicate my summer business.
Mm. Right.
Hey, but with Trudeau in charge,
I won't be long to weed.
Books. Fuck.
Dog, you were so close that time.
But don't you get it? He's going to like steal away my business and put it into like freaking Shoppers Drug Mart or something.
You think Trudeau is going to take all your clients?
Yeah, well, he's going to...
Personally?
Yeah, he is going to... Like, they're all going to like start lining up at 24 Sussex.
Yeah.
And they're just going to buy from him instead.
If that's his position, I believe.
The thing is
that's
that...
smart.
Okay, you guys don't... I happen to know some people who know Trudeau, and the problem with him is that when you go over to buy from him, he just always wants to blaze with you, and he sits and talks for ages.
You just want to go in
and buy your stuff and leave, but he just wants to chat and like show you yoga poses, and like he's showing off all the time. He's like, hey, can you do this with your hair? And he just sort of waves his head back and forth.
And you can't at all. You are so bald. My God.
I'm just assuming that goes along with the medical issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Aerodynamic for skiing.
Absolutely.
True. Yeah. True. So what's your approach? You're selling weed. It's all business. Get out of my office. Like, here it is. And boom. Like, that's it. And no hanging.
Throw a bag and say, scram.
Yeah. Open a slot on the door. And, like, you know.
Push it through. They push the money
through. Exactly. Well, and there's a medical component to it as well. It's just, you know, sort of.
You put a syringe through the little slot as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kind of squirt the weed into their mouth.
Yeah. 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 It's,
yeah, we know weed.
Books.
Damn it, man. So close.
So you knew Paul. He was in one of your classes, and he comes around on this chairlift. See this person. What do you do? Did you know he was dead right away?
No, I did not know he was dead right away. At first, I was like, Paul.
He was a bit of a prankster in the class.
Well, yeah. I mean, he would always do this thing where he would like... try to like ski backwards and go, oh no, I'm falling down the hill. Except the thing is, he wasn't like a good enough skier to pull it off. So he actually was.
Is it possible he was actually falling down the hill from the beginning and you just didn't help him? He went, oh, I'm falling down the hill. And you went, well, that's jokester.
Oh God, that might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's all right, dude. You know, you don't have to help everyone in your class. You know?
That's my philosophy, exactly.
Yeah.
So he swings around.
And I'm like, Paul.
Right.
And then I'm like, Paul? And then...
This goes on for hours.
I'm like, Paul. And then I'm like, Paul! And then I'm like, Paul? And then I'm like, Paul. And then I'm like, Paul, 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 Paul. And then I'm like, Paul. Paul. And then I'm like... Paul? And then I'm like, fuck, Paul. And then I'm like, fuck, Paul. And I'm like, fuck. And then I, you know, just got the fuck out of there.
So none of that helped.
Well,
the fifth stage is acceptance. And I think we reached that there.
Yeah.
Well, okay, sorry. So did you stop the chairlift is my question at this point.
Yeah, I stopped the chairlift. Just, okay. To go, yeah, okay. So I guess I wasn't like totally descriptive in that description. But
no, that's
like,
all right.
Parts of that are me like shaking him
right.
to see if he's going to wake up. Parts of that are me. We have like an emergency hair dryer nearby just to like...
melt people.
Yeah, and so I thought like, oh yeah, maybe this will do something. But he was not just frozen.
But his hair looks great.
It did. It helped. Oh, Trudeau. He made us put that hair dryer in. He comes to ski at Owl's Peak.
He skis at Owl Peak? Well, no yeah. way. He's going to take your clients.
It almost seems like he's taunting you at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a suspect.
Yeah.
Because he's stealing your clients. He comes with a hair dryer. You're bald and makes your ski resort get this hair dryer.
It kind of hurts, actually. Yeah.
Does he ever take your classes, ironically, and then skate circles or ski circles around you?
Look, nobody's a better skier than I am, okay?
No, that's true. No one can skate circles.
Oh, that's right.
You.
That's the one thing you have in this world.
Yeah, man. You don't have to put it like that. Look, I'm... bro. Dude, bro.
Yeah, bro. Books.
So, yeah, he does sometimes take the classes, ironically. And okay, fine. He's a better skier than me, too. I mean, we all know he's fucking perfect, okay?
Yeah.
We know this.
Plus, he's president or whatever it's called.
So... Yeah, I forgot. Oh, you're melting Paul with the hair dryer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to, and he's not melting. And then I start to worry because I'm like, I can't be found with a dead body.
Well, yeah, eventually you got the fuck out of there. So what was the turning point for you?
Oh, the turning point was after I was like grabbing him and I tried to do like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And then for...
With him still propped up. And
yeah, like, and I'm embarrassed to say this, but like he was so frozen that my lips got stuck onto his. And so, yeah, I left out the part of where it was like, whoa, fuck, fuck,
fuck, fuck, fuck. How long were you stuck to this body for?
It was a good 45 minutes.
Now and I guess eventually you realized you were holding a hairdryer.
Yeah, it took a while. I felt real stupid when I realized that I was holding that for that long. So yeah, the hairdryer helped and got me unstuck.
Cool.
Now, are you at all worried about DNA testing?
And your lip chunks that might be left on his lips.
Because their skin of mine separated.
Well, I don't know if you have any lip left looking at you.
Yeah. That.
Oh, God, does it show that much?
A couple of bones. Bone, teeth,
My lip bones are showing. Oh.
Yes, they are.
Oh, God.
It's like a beak.
I really... Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, this is bad. This looks really bad.
Oh, you look really bad.
Oh, guys, come on. I thought at least I had my looks going for me. Trudeau! He's better looking, too.
Oh.
Got all his lips, that guy.
Both of them.
He's got all of his lips.
So you got out of there, and you haven't been back to the resort since? Or
well, I figured it happened like in mid-February, and I figured it would look too suspicious
right.
if I was gone, because that's what the guy who would kill him would do, is just like leave.
Yeah.
So I decided to just like, went back, smoked a bowl, freaked out, smoked another,
right.
freaked out a little more, and then
you don't deal well with weed.
No, actually.
Very paranoid. Yeah, okay. Upset.
I do, and under these circumstances, it made it way worse. So eventually, though, I realized that I had to just teach my classes. Of course, that was hard because nobody had been operating the chairlift all day. It was just sort of... Because
you abandoned your post.
I abandoned my post and there was nobody.
But did anyone know you were supposed to be working the chairlift? Like, for instance, only did Rob have questions?
Yeah, Rob knew.
Has he talked to you then about... Because he knows you were there then and would have seen the body.
Yeah. Yeah. He was actually like the first person that I told about this.
Okay.
I came to him.
Well, that's good.
And he was wicked hungover.
He was so wicked hungover. And I was like, Rob.
Cold compress on his head.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, Rob, get the fuck up. And he's like, dude, not now. Your voice is so loud. And I'm
takes
like,
takes his shades off. He's like, God, oh, dude, what don't open lips? The window. Oh,
yeah. You look disgusting.
Were you guys there?
Well, we're
that's exactly how it went down.
Vets, you know, we were very good at predicting what Rob would say.
We take care of animals.
I see.
Seasonal vets.
Right.
Yeah.
So you go to Rob. What was his reaction? Or I guess did you end up just not telling him because he was so wicked hungover?
No, I told him. I told him, and he freaked out more. So I was like, "Here, smoke this," and then he started freaking out even more.
Oh no!
And I, you know, he didn't have a prescription, so I probably shouldn't have given him any. But you know, I was just in the moment.
Hey, 25th client.
The situation better.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically,
it did not. He freaked out a lot. But you know, in the end, we were like, I was like, I didn't do it, and he was like, I believe you, man. You didn't do it, and I'm like, okay. I just gotta, you know, go back out there and act like nothing happened. And, you know, by the time I, you know, went back out to the resort, like the cops had showed up, the ambulance was there, and they were like, you know, they'd done all their stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, guess class is canceled for today. Right. So yeah, I didn't have to teach. So.
So you were never questioned by the police?
Or no, you were? No, I didn't admit to ever having found it.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Well, except the thing is now that the DNA, they're probably gonna
Well, do
notice
they have
a
your
whole
DNA previously from you mentioned past encounters with the law.
Oh yeah,
look,
it's all right. No one listens. You can tell us what they were.
Okay, so yeah, I had a problem because I was trying to. I got into I'm going to call it a fender bender. It was like a little car crash. It's not my fault, though. I was wearing my skis while I was driving. And it just makes it harder to operate the pedals. Normally, I'm pretty good at it. I recline the seat way back so that I can just tap
just
the pedals
tips
with the tips
of
the skis. And it normally works fine, but I'd really waxed them up that day. So they were just
slipping.
Well,
you gotta, man, to grind.
You gotta.
You gotta
Steve,
grind.
You're speaking my language, bro.
English, dude. I love it.
So they do have your DNA.
So yeah, I had this minor fender bender, and you know, I had a lot to drink beforehand as well, but that not, I would say, a part of what happened. So
you smoked a bowl or two.
Yeah,
didn't help.
Yeah, I know. Well, I thought I was like, oh shit, I had a lot to drink. I better smoke a couple bowls. Yeah, exactly. To take the edge off of having taken that other edge off.
I.e. their bender.
Yeah.
Their fender.
So, yeah, the point is they have my DNA from that.
But we're in July now. This happened in February. I'm surprised if they were going to bust you for this, it would have happened sooner. So this is you might be off the hook here.
I've kind of gone a little bit into hiding since the
so they might be looking
season.
For
they
you.
They might be looking for me. I'm worried.
Well, if we can find out who did it, then perhaps we can get you out of hiding, get you back into the swing of things.
That's the whole reason why I agreed to come on the show, man.
Well, I hope we can help.
Me too.
Well, so are you guys like junior detectives or something, or how does it work?
Oh, we're junior.
We are young.
Okay. So
we got that going for us.
That's halfway right. There.
And like the Hardy Boys, they read books, right?
Yeah.
They're in books.
Okay, yeah, that makes
more
sense.
So yeah, probably.
Okay, so no right.
Those guys. Cool.
Yeah, or like, what was that kid who...
Encyclopedia Brown?
Nancy Drew.
Encyclopedia Brown and Nancy Drew. Yeah. I was thinking of both of them. But yeah,
no,
we're them.
Shoot, who's that other one?
Like, they're right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, what's her name? Is it a her? Or we got different ones?
I think there's a dude.
Who's the dude?
I'm thinking of a dude.
Rumpelstiltskin.
This is great podcasting,
man. More young adult novel detective people.
Yeah. Just Google that, and you guys are going to probably figure out exactly who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
My question for you is, Paul, you said was in your class.
Yeah.
You'd had him the day before. Yeah. Was there anything off or anyone else who said anything that would have indicated like, oh, this seems a little strange on that last day?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. There was one of my other students. Jess. She was. Yeah. This is the one. I gave you the list of all the
names.
We got them.
Okay.
Jess Jessman.
Present. Well, yeah, she during the class the day before, she was really, you know, kind of getting tired of you know, Paul's antics.
I can't ski. Oh, please I'm help
bowling
someone.
Bowling down the hill. Come on, teach, do something.
Yeah. And and you know, she turned to me. And we sort of had one of those, like, I'm rolling my eyes and she's rolling her eyes moment.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, this girl gets me. And then she's like, somebody's got to teach that guy a lesson. And I.
Well, I'm not. Did she say it exactly with that inflection?
No.
Or could it have been more like, someone's got to teach that guy a lesson?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, she was trying to get me to do my job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As the instructor.
Right.
She was like, somebody's got to teach that guy how to ski. And it was kind of like gesturing toward me, like,
and you were like,
aren't you supposed to be teaching us how to ski?
Went, oh, that's suspicious.
Well, yeah.
Looking back on it, that is pretty suspicious. Teach him a lesson. What could that mean?
It could mean kill him.
Exactly. Sounds like we've got a pretty good lead here. What we're going to do is take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Hopefully we can find out who did this to Paul.
Do, 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 do.
That's the music.
And we are back. Hello.
Hello. Oh.
I'm Griffin.
I'm Steve. Welcome to Kill to Death.
You I'm guys Chad.
Always start. Hey,
hey,
thanks for being
Chad.
Here, Chad. And as always, I do need to turn the lamb chops.
As always,
I do need to turn
is
the
time
lamb
for
chops.
Our favorite segment.
It's called
Steve
lamb
turns the lamb chops.
Chop turn in Steve turn the lamb chops. So I'm gonna go do that, and I'll be back. It's just on the other side of the room,
let me know
so
how
it should be fine.
Disgusting poison is doing.
Oh, the poison's great, and there's a whole. There's a big black cloud of.
A black cloud of what? Oh, well, he's...
Bro, smoke some of this. You'll be fine.
Oh, no, he's lying down.
Ooh.
Oh, sleepy. This always happens during this segment.
Oh, man.
We've never had him return from that barbecue.
And I liked him.
What about me?
Yeah, are you going to get me off the hook for this or what?
We're going to try.
Okay.
You did... Hey, do you promise you didn't do it?
I promise.
Pinky promise.
Yeah. I didn't do it, bro. Come on.
He did pinky promise me.
Yeah, for real. That you.
So when you saw the body of Paul, did he have any like wounds or did anything signify his death?
I mean, he was very cold.
Okay.
So that was a,
so he,
a starter.
He was probably freezing to death. There was no other distinguishing marks.
No.
Yeah?
Just
come on in, sir.
If I put on these headphones.
No, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Oh.
Where have I seen you before? And that luscious head of hair.
I know where I've seen you before.
You sound so, so wonderful. In the F.O. That is good. That is my voice coming through loud and clear.
Have you never had headphones on before, sir?
Normally, no. I give speeches to massive crowds many times a day.
Are you a Martin Luther King Jr.?
I'm Justin Trudeau.
Oh, you're the president or something.
Trudeau?
Exactly. Yes. That is my name. Hello, Chad.
Hello, Justin.
Justin, you seem like a very charming young man.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
Dude, I'm the cool one here. I'm the cool one.
I mean, next to him, not as much.
Come on.
Have you noticed my hair?
Oh, wave it at me.
Watch what I can do with it.
I'm going to wave mine too, just because I can. Still got hair.
And Chad?
You guys can clearly see I can't. I'm completely bald.
If you do not try, Chad, then what are you?
What do you want? You want me to just like flick my head back and forth just to like emphasize that I don't have hair? You really want me to?
Bitch, try it out.
Okay. Those who don't try.
Oh, God. Chunks of skin are going everywhere.
Well,
I can see more bone now.
I really need some medical attention, I think.
Oh, here, smoke this.
Thanks. You're getting cooler by the second.
I can provide
for you. It's a book.
I can provide for you far more of that for cheaper.
What? Oh, because he wasn't going to sell us weed. He said we needed money for him earlier.
Money is no object. Weed should be for everyone.
As long as you chat with you.
As long as you guys stay and hang out and see some of my yoga poses.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is what he does every time. Steals my customers and just, like, invites them to hang out. And then, like, and every time people go over there, Sophie's just made a new batch of cookies.
Chet, if you had some cool tricks, like how I fall down the stairs, that you could show to people, then perhaps people would want to hang out with you.
Do you have any cool tricks, Chad?
Yeah, on the slopes, man. Look,
I only do it as a hobby.
You probably don't have time. You're running the country.
I am running a country, and I'm also skiing the slopes. Because I can both run and ski.
Look, is that a dig at me because I don't know how to run?
And I can also dig.
Look, fine, yeah, I admit that I never learned how to use a shovel, okay? Like, some of us, you know, didn't go to, like, a fancy private school where they teach shovel classes.
And some of us came from nothing, and yet found themselves being the president or something.
Your dad!
I feel like your dad was
the prime minister, man!
I wouldn't let him give me a cent. I said, no, papa, je ne sais pas. And I think we all know what that means.
Dude... Do I really have to be in the same studio as this guy right now?
If you, like, want to clear your name.
Fine.
What is this for? I like to make my rounds, and I like to appear on many podcasts.
So you have... oh, yeah? What other podcasts have you been on? Sorry.
Across the nation. Just mostly talk hole podcasts.
What happened was, you know Chad works at the Owl's Peak Ski Resort.
Absolutely.
A man in one of his classes was found dead on the chairlift by him.
Was it one who was in the class when I was participating?
Yeah, he was there at the same time. I wouldn't call what you were doing participating, though.
Well, like,
I
teaching feel like... him how to ski correctly.
Yeah, someone had to.
I call it showboating.
I also showed you my boat, my huge yacht.
Yeah, which it was unseasonably cold to be yachting. I'm astonished that it was...
It is an icebreaker boat. Most impressive. Tribal.
Just came through the hill, ruined the slopes.
Yes, but I paid to have them fixed.
Yeah, you did. And they're even better now.
Some of the most popular runs now, including a Hooters run.
You want to know something, Trudeau? I'm sick of you. You come in and you're just like so cool and good at basically everything, and everybody loves you, and like people in America like actually have heard of Canada now because of you, and they're like, oh, he's so special.
Because
he's
attractive.
Well, I would say and like cool, smart, charismatic.
Mm.
I would say it's a combination. Bald is the biggest thing for me.
Mm, that's true.
But you want to know something? I think you're a phony. I think it's all an act.
You don't think he's actually the prime minister?
No, I don't. I think there is a shadow power at work here pulling the strings, and you're just a puppet, and this is all for show.
Justin, tell me this isn't true.
It is Trudeau.
I'm on your side now, Chad.
Yeah. Can you
this
believe
guy's a phony. Somebody...
Yeah.
Okay, how many people listen to
this?
No
one listens. You can say whatever.
Okay, then let me just say, it is my father running the country.
From the grave, or did he not die?
You were at his funeral, man.
No. Every decision I have made, he has laid it all before me. He said, these will be the problems. This is what will happen. And he laid it all out, and voila.
Does that mean you also have access to the future?
That's right. I open every day. There is an envelope with the date written on it. I open it.
What's that movie? Dear John? What? No. It's a Gerard Butler.
Oh, yeah. Where he dies, but he like wants to still be in love with
letters.
His wife.
This
and
is the
yeah.
exact same situation.
Yeah. And every day she opens up another one.
My defense, I have never seen this. I thought I was using imagination.
But
and
the thing
what's
is,
actually happening to me in my life.
Okay, but man... Have you ever opened up an envelope from, like, the future?
Of course not. It would be a disrespect to my father. And that's the last thing I would want to do. Because so far, all of his decisions have been right. He said, sell weed on the side. He said, show people your cool hair flips.
And boat.
And your icebreaker boat, our family yacht. He said, fall down the stairs and show people that you can be just like them. Like, you know how everyone wishes they could pretend to fall down the stairs. Show them you can if you just practice.
Well, then, Justin, I got one question for you. Does any of those envelopes say anything about Paul Winslow?
And do you have them with you here today?
I have the tomorrow's envelope with me. But as I've said, I have made a, vow not to open them. But neither of you have made a vow.
I was going to advance my watch forward until midnight. But
and
I guess
we've
I don't
both have... admitted so far that we can't read, but we'll try our best.
Okay, what if we open the envelope and you read it?
The vow was only not to open them, so I suppose this is possible. But I think this would be a good learning opportunity for the two of you.
Oh, you'll teach us how to read with these letters in the future.
I think if the two of you can sound it out together in unison, I think that will be the best way to determine
we'll try.
The letter
this makes
says.
The most sense.
That's why I suggested this.
It's the one thing I'm willing to do that you're suggesting. Trudeau.
Hey, I have admitted my mistakes.
Also, this probably has nothing to do with the murder. This but tomorrow's envelope, but we'll see.
I can only assume that it may be convenient.
let's take a look. Okay.
RIP.
That's R.I.P.
Oh, for your father's memory.
That's right. It says,
Dear Justin... You have the power of to kill the man who is ruining.
We're doing it.
Place.
Keep going, my friends. You're so close.
He may have a wicked hangover. The end.
That is my father's sign off for every day. The end. Well, this has been a very revealing letter. Normally, it outlines a lot of policies and certain decisions that I should make throughout the day. But on this occasion, clearly he knows there's more important things at work.
No, I want to go to the beginning of the letter. You have the power to kill this man.
He likes to start every letter by telling me a little boost of confidence. Yeah, you have the power to kill someone.
He knows he's going to tell you about this evil presence. He just wants you to know, first of all, that you have the power to kill him.
Exactly. So some days there's a tough decision, you know, a tough bill to pass, and he's going to say, you have the power to kill whoever. He'll just name someone that I do, in fact, have the power to kill.
Wait, what? No, I didn't vote for that.
There's a lot of things you did not vote for were contained within these letters. But at the end of the day, it is only the decisions that he asked me to make. That I put forth. And here he has not asked me to do anything.
Oh, he just says
I have the power. But it is very revealing as to who may be behind this.
So it's sounding a lot like Rob. The wicked hangover. Because that's the only thing I know about Rob.
Yeah, I mean, Rob had a wicked hangover. But
does anyone else at the resort get wicked hangovers?
No, he's the only one. It's amazing. Like, people drink very responsibly.
You guys have Gatorade out of the fountains, I've noticed.
That too, yeah. I mean, like, you know, people, they'll drink a lot, but they'll always, you know, pace it out. One water, one beer.
Except Rob.
Except Rob, man. That guy will jump from tequila to whiskey to vodka, then beer, and then three red wines, just shooting them.
Perhaps he was not just shooting wine, but also people.
First of all, I don't think Paul had any bullet wounds.
Well, I was not here for that part.
In all your time working at the ski resort and having Paul in your class, did him and Rob ever interact?
I mean, yeah, a couple times. Like, Rob was operating the chairlift one day, and Rob's a bit of a prankster too. And so this one time while, you know, Paul's about to sit down on the chairlift, Rob just like stops it just before it gets there. And Paul just sat down on his ass. He just like fell to the ground.
Very funny trick.
I thought it was pretty good. And you know, and then Rob was like, oh no, sorry, I'll turn it back on again. And then he turns it on, and then he turns it off just before it gets there again. Mm-hmm. You know, a repeated pratfall scenario started very to funny. Play out. Mm. I thought so at the time. Yeah.
Très amusant.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not speaking my language.
Rob was like, you know, playing tricks on Paul just because Paul liked to, you know, mess around in my class. So I figured, you know, one prank deserves another. So I figured that was no problem. But
so yeah, you said this guy who really needs help skiing should get pranked even more when he's here.
He was kind of a nonstop victim, I guess. Like just from the word go, like when he signed up, we actually charged him twice.
But you didn't know at that point he was going to be such a prankster.
You know, it was one of those things, you know, like we have the old like credit card thing where you like run a like an imprint over it. Chunk,
chunk. The only way to do it.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not the only way to do it.
Yeah, there's new technology.
Okay.
There's
new technology. Noted. I'm sure that will come up in a later letter.
You know, they've got the tap thing where just like if the credit card is near the device, so you know, we do the chunk, and that's the big sort of visual. Yeah. But
well, and you made Paul do it as well. He had to learn how to operate this.
Yeah. But the thing is that, like, as I'm handing him back his credit card, it just like, oh, tap. And
oh, you got him on the chunk and the tap.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't notice because you're so distracted by the chunk.
So, but that's the
I figured that was like a little prank, you know, like, just like, ah. Charge you twice, but you know, we usually remove the charge once they notice.
But he didn't.
No.
So I figured that's also probably going to look pretty bad for me as well, because now it seems like I did it in order to be able to keep the money.
But perhaps it's his Rob hungover the next morning. Perhaps that is because he was doing some regretful things the night before. Did he ever not remember pieces of his night? He gets so drunk and
out. He blacks out all the time.
So,
oh, he's the coolest.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Books. Ah, shit. I've revealed myself. I should put that away.
But so I see what you're getting at here, and Rob might not actually have any knowledge himself of what transpired.
Dude, you're not saying that Rob like is responsible. I'm not
saying
for this.
That the ghost of Pierre Trudeau is saying that.
Because like Rob's he's a cool guy, and I came to him and I told him everything that happened, and he would like he tried to comfort me. He was freaking out a little bit. But This is blowing my mind right now.
So when you went to his house that morning, when you discovered Paul, you went over. Did you notice anything different about Rob, the way he looked, his apartment? Is there anything that could be helpful here?
Actually, yeah. He had this like brand new jacket, and it was real banging.
Oh, yeah. And now when you saw Paul on the chairlift, did he have his jacket that he would normally have in your classes?
No, that's probably how he froze to death.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So this might not have been a murder after all. This might have just been a drunk Rob saw a cool jacket, took it from Paul, and went back home.
Paul was coming home from maybe the halfway down the hill Hooters.
Yeah.
And, you know, wasn't a competent enough skier to make it the rest of the way down.
Tried to use the chairlift. Our chairlift operator's drunk.
Yeah. And so he couldn't get down. And so he was stuck up there and didn't want to, you know, jump off it because he'd, you know, break both his legs because it's very far up. So he froze to death.
So this is Paul's own fault. That idiot.
There was a letter from my father. I know you must be hurt right now that your friend may have been the one who, you know, inadvertently murdered someone. But
is that letter addressed to Chad?
This one here?
That's not what that seems out of place.
It is out of place. And it's supposed to be not until tomorrow that you read this, but I think you should read it now, Chad.
Okay.
You seem to be a lot better at reading since that last time, too, so this should go smoother.
I don't know. I'm, I still feel pretty rough with reading.
Perhaps you should help him. I will start it for you, and then you can go ahead.
Sure. Well, I don't know. Like, if you do a word, I'll try to do the next one, and then
yeah, this sounds like the easiest way to do it.
The easiest way to read?
Yeah, yeah.
Are
you
going
to
learn
how
to
ski?
It's
going
to
be
groundbreaking
when
you
finally
discover
how
to
ski.
Wait, Chad, you don't know how to ski? Can we just take an aside here for a second? You don't know how to ski?
No, I don't. I don't really know how to ski,
Chad,
man.
Chad, your life is empty.
I just smoke a lot of weed. That's the only thing I do.
Well, at least it makes it better.
No, it makes me freak out.
Well, there's a little bit more. Mm. Chad?
You
are
a champion.
And
I am
proud
of you.
Whoa, guys. Whoa.
Love
the
Prime
Minister
and
his
wife.
Ooh. Wow.
Chad, this is beautiful.
Wow. It doesn't really help me with this case at all. No.
Well, we've cleared your name. I know what happened.
Any letter from my father will immediately clear your name. You see right at the top, he says, you have the power to kill Stephen Harper.
Oh, wow.
Bit outdated now. I don't know how that's going to help you either, but...
And that, not to help, again, that is just to inspire confidence. You have the power.
Listen, man, you're not gonna kill Rob Robbins because of this, even though you have the power to.
I've never killed anyone that I have the power to, but...
Just ones you don't for the rush?
Yeah. Yes. Once I see it in a letter, I know, not worth it.
Chad, does this letter kind of clear up any feelings you might have had against the Trudeau family? I mean, this seems inspiring.
Yeah, it is kind of inspiring, you know? Like, the fact is, like, all this time I always thought, like, Justin was a big phony, and I mean, kind of he is. I mean, we learned that today, like, bit of a phony, but, like, the fact is, so am I, is the real thing, you know? It, like, proves that it reveals to all of you that I don't really actually know how to ski, and I'm, like, my life is a bit of a lie, and so, you know, maybe we're all phonies. Maybe that's just what everybody's doing.
I actually like books. I know I admitted that earlier, but I like
them. Seems like you just want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And that's allowed. So perhaps three phonies
can make a right.
Yeah, dude, that French accent really doesn't sound natural to me at all.
Yes. Well.
I'd love to hear your real voice, Justin, if we're all taking off our layers.
It is I, Justin Trudeau.
Oh, you also took off a mask. You're just a bald, lipless man under there.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to prove that I was cool. And so... I pretended to be Pierre's son, and I put on the French accent, and I put on the wig and the mask, and I looked so hot.
How did you get his letters?
Those were given to the real Justin Trudeau.
Where's the real Justin Trudeau now?
He's off skiing somewhere, smoking weed.
Oh, damn it, he's still out there being cool.
Oh, yes. Never mind, everything we learned is...
Damn it.
Well, that brings to a close another successful episode of Killed to Death. We know it was an accident. It turns out it wasn't a murder. It was that stupid prankster's Paul's fault for
and
getting his coat stolen.
Accidents will happen.
Accidents will happen. Man, I don't
Elvis
know your name.
Elvis Costello. Accidents will happen.
I can hear your music in a whole other light now, man.
I want to thank Tom Schenck. Oh, also, Steve is dead. That's canon now. I want to thank Tom Schenck for his mixer. I want to thank Under the Sun for doing our theme song. It is July 8th. There is 2 days left in Fringe, but I don't know if we're going to get into that. I'm just wondering about events around the city. Either of you guys have any suggestions?
You can... Well, it's not in the city, but you can stop by my Parliament Hill weed dispensary. Whenever.
Nice. And, you know, like... I'm not in this show, but Dance Animal is happening at the Fringe, and that's pretty cool.
And what is
it? Dance Animal. It's a comedy dance show that I'm not in it, but I hear the writing is great. It's you know, it's comedy achieved by way of dance. You've never seen anything like it. Trust me, it's amazing.
Okay.
Uncalled For is pretty cool too. They do improv and sketch comedy. So
okay.
Be on the lookout for that.
Anywhere I can take improv classes?
Bad Dog Theater.
Great.
Look up Anders Yates. He's a great guy. He's got a Twitter that's just his name, Anders Yates.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for stopping by, guys. Quick, give us a sign off.
You can buy my album.
Kill to Death is produced and engineered by Steve Cook and Griffin Tuplitsky. Special thanks to Under the Sun, Katie Lohr, and Tom Schenk. Rate and subscribe on iTunes and like Kill to Death on Facebook so they know how to value their worth as human beings.